Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone. We have an amazing guest with us. We hope you're as excited as we are. We're super excited to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and one of the real true elite doctors from the great state of Ohio. We want to welcome our very, very special guest today, Dr. Dan Buchanan from Cincinnati, Ohio. Welcome, Dr. Buchanan.
Thank you, Dr. Bard. I'm flattered with all the kind words.
Oh, we're just getting started, my friend. We're just getting started because I have so much goodness to share with our listening audience about you, and they will see why. This is really one of the shows that I've waited really the longest for because we know how busy you are and how much your day is filled, but it's a real treat and a real honor to have you with us today. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here today, Dr. Dan Buchanan, but also during our show, they really, really get an up-close and a very, very personal look from behind the curtains as to why you, Dr. Buchanan, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, and often caused by the stress of injuries, and often caused by something that we're going to dive into the deep end of the pool here right away, something known as disc disease. And there is a very, very specific treatment that you utilize known as non-surgical spinal decompression. What is non-surgical spinal decompression, doctor?
Yes, Dr. Baird, and thank you again. Non-surgical spinal decompression is, for lack of a better term, a very fancy technical stretch, usually of our low back. If a patient's having low back pain, of course we focus on the low back, but the neck also can suffer from disc disease, and maybe just a little bit of anatomy for people who might not know a lot about our spine, but we have 24 vertebrae in our spine, and the top 7 are involving our neck. The lowest 5 are our low back. And it's fair to say that most patients do have low back pain that we treat, but a fair amount have neck pain. And almost all of these patients, following an X-ray or preferably an MRI, which I think we'll talk a little bit about later, the importance of that. But after a proper physical exam, X-ray, and preferably an MRI, if there's disc disease, we enter them into treatment, which is a wide variety of things, but But to me, the most important is this spinal decompression, which was talked about a couple seconds ago. And for lack of a better term, it's a very fancy technical stretch of the low back and or neck, depending on what level of disc is involved or if there's multiple discs involved.
So often, who are the best candidates for this type of treatment?
Well, that's a great question. And kind of a garden variety answer is almost anybody with back or neck pain. Doc, I think you'll agree, probably beginning around age 30 or 35, depending on the amount of wear and tear we've put on our spine, all of us begin to develop some disc degeneration. And trauma, such as lifting injuries, athletic injuries, automobile accidents, trauma can even accelerate that. So when patients present to us, we always want to take a very good history of what they've been through in their lives and when their pain began. But following a good history, physical exam, proper diagnostics, and as long as they don't have one of the only three or four contraindications for spinal decompression, we enter our patients into usually a 12-visit trial of spinal decompression, and almost everyone does really, really well. And we need just four or five treatments to tell if a patient is going to respond. We might even talk about this a little bit later, but I had the luxury of becoming certified in spinal decompression through a college just two or three weeks ago. And I was really impressed at all the latest research endorsing spinal decompression from multiple disciplines, not only chiropractic, but orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, physical medicine and rehab. There is so much good research now on spinal decompression that almost anybody with back or neck pain is a great candidate.
You know, it's funny. One of the things that you're known for is not just the level of training and the level of expertise and the level of qualifications that you have as a doctor, but how incredibly, incredibly humble you are. And I think it's very interesting. I think our listening audience should be familiar with the fact that you don't just have certification in non-surgical spinal decompression. You actually have the highest level of certification that's available worldwide that is done through a major teaching university that incorporates so much of the research that is from Harvard University and Harvard Medical School and the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins. And so we're going to brag on you because I'm familiar with your resume incredibly. And one of the things also, too, obviously, is your procedures for accepting a patient in terms of making a determination whether they qualify to be accepted as a patient within your facilities. And you touched upon something previously. If you'd be kind enough to share with our listening audience the importance, so more importantly, really, where does the utilization of an MRI study come into play here in these situations?
Yes, of course. And as I touched on a minute or two ago, it's a luxury to have an MRI. And to the audience who might not know exactly what an MRI is, an MRI is a very technical look at the spine. Most of us have heard or even seen X-rays. X-ray shows us bone very well. Now, X-ray will show us disc height, which is very important in diagnosing disc disease. So I don't want to make X-ray sound like it's not important. An MRI, however, is a better test. Now, as with most things, better means more expensive. So oftentimes when we're trying to get MRIs for patients. We go through their insurance companies, and in Ohio, and I'm not sure if this is unique to Ohio, but gosh, a lot of insurance plans in Ohio want us to take patients through 12 treatments before they'll even approve an MRI. But Dr. Baird, back to your question, an MRI is the gold standard. It will tell us exactly what the discs in either the low back and or neck look like. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, before we begin a patient in the decompression, we at least want to have a minimum of a good history, a good physical exam, and an X-ray. Those three things will allow us to begin treatment, but an MRI, gosh, that we're really lucky, and the patient's really lucky when we're able to get those immediately because they are the gold standard. But the three things that I mentioned earlier, the good history, the good physical exam, and the X-ray, is enough to get us started, but it's great if we can get an MRI.
We are coming to you live from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida, and you are joining Dr. Dan Buchanan live on the Physician Spotlight radio show. And would you be kind enough, Dr. Buchanan, for our listening audience to share with them your contact information, specifically your phone number and your website?
Absolutely. As mentioned, my name is Dr. Dan Buchanan. Practice in Cincinnati, Ohio. I have two practices. One is located in the Kenwood area of Cincinnati, the other in downtown Cincinnati. But I'm going to give the information for my Kenwood practice, but if a patient wanted to reach out to downtown, we would certainly give them that information from Kenwood. But our phone number is 513-241-4230. Again, 513-241-4230. Our website is kenwoodrehab.org, and our address is Kenwood Rehabilitation, 8251 Pine Road, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45236. Almost everybody in Cincinnati knows where Kenwood Town Center is. That's where a lot of the good shopping is, Doc, up here. And please give us a call if we can answer any questions for you.
So we are joined here live by such a special guest, a guest that we waited quite a while to have on our live broadcast here, the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, Dr. Dan Buchanan, who's known nationally as a great, great communicator. You know, it's very funny because if you look the dictionary and you look under the definition of the word doctor, one of the definitions for the word doctor happens to be teacher. And that is one of the things that you're known for. You've been an incredible educator and a great teacher in terms of empowering your patients to take control of their life, to take control of their world, and you've created such an amazing facility, a true, true wellness facility, which also has had incredible results in the world of weight loss. Would you be kind enough, Dr. Buchanan, to share with us a little bit about your nationally known weight loss program?
Yes, and again, Dr. Baird, thank you for all the compliments, but kind of going hand in hand with back pain can be weight. Not all patients with back pain need to lose weight, and not all patients who maybe could use some weight loss have back pain, but there is a good correlation amongst the two. I'm lucky enough to have a separate weight loss practice. It's called Unique You Medical Weight Loss and Wellness. We operate it out of the Kenwood location. It does have its own website, uniqueu.com. But weight loss, Doc, as you know, very important, maybe the most important thing for overall health. When a lot of us think of weight loss, I think we think of aesthetics. You know, we all want to look better, but really from a medical perspective, if we can help patients with weight loss, we oftentimes see the reversal of type 2 diabetes. We see hypertension or high blood pressure go away. We do see back and knee pain improve. I think the latest numbers I've seen is for every pound we lose 5 or 6 pounds of pressure off our backs and knees. So we can spin it back to decompression. If a patient can lose 10 pounds, heck, they might lose 50 pounds of pressure off their low back. So weight loss is very important. Overall wellness is very important. And I think you would agree with me, Dr. Baird, that money plays a big part in how we can treat patients. But no matter what income level, I'm always happy to give our patients a diet. That is something I just incorporate into our overall model, all the way up to truly expert medical weight loss, which is not covered by most insurances. That is a cash fee, but patients who come to our practice, we'd be happy to give any of them a diet. We do that complimentary just to get them started. If they come to us maybe with a traditional commercial insurance plan or a Medicaid plan, we're going to enter them into our therapy. But if they're interested in weight loss, we will provide them with a diet, because that will really factor into their success with decompression or physical therapy.
You know, it's interesting, and that's why we've been such a big fan of yours, as is true of all your patients who really know that more than just being their doctor, you've really been an advocate for the patient for so many years. You're their biggest fan and really, really guiding them correctly to a better life, a better lifestyle, and bottom line is really putting them in a position of control. And that's why you are so incredibly respected, not just in the state of Ohio, but nationally, especially with regards to the type of facility. I've seen pictures of your clinic. It is gorgeous, a 5-star, beautiful facility, and at the same time, you've done an incredible job keeping it cost-effective and keeping it affordable for your patients, which is really a statement. So I have a personal question to ask you, if I may, and that is, it's a question that I was curious about, whereby you could have practiced anywhere in the country upon graduation. Why did you choose to practice in Cincinnati?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a pretty easy and honest answer. I'm born and raised in Cincinnati. For people who know Cincinnati, this is a big high school town. I went to Elder High School here in Cincinnati, went to graduate from Northern Kentucky University with a bachelor's degree, then went on to Logan College in St. Louis and made a lot of great friends. Really enjoyed St. Louis for the 4 or so years I was out there. But gosh, Doc, probably every day I was there, I missed home. I missed my family. So it was a pretty easy decision to come back to Cincinnati to practice.
I thought you were going to tell us that it was the Skyline Chili.
Well, that helps. And interestingly enough, you bring that up, and whenever I would come back from chiropractic college, I'd usually drag one or two of my buddies with me, and we always hit Skyline at least a couple times a trip. That's a very good delicacy here in town.
I think we could do a whole show on Skyline Chili, and it would be quite the show. We are joined here live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, the national, which has really become an international broadcast. We have such a star with us here today, Dr. Dan Buchanan from Cincinnati, Ohio, who's really at the end of the day, what we like to refer to as a doctor's doctor. In other words, when doctors get sick, and they do at some point, Dr. Buchanan, you, my friend, are the type of doctor that we seek out based upon all the things that we know, your commitment to detail, your commitment to excellence, and more importantly, your commitment to your patients. And when you're not helping the community in your two incredibly successful practices, what do you like to do for fun? What do you do? What are some of the things you're doing when you're not helping sick people get better?
Well, Doc, I'm very lucky to be married to my best friend and just a five-star person. I really liked that adjective you used earlier. Five-star is a great way to describe something, but I'm very lucky to be happily married to Sherry, my wife, and we enjoy exercise. We enjoy travel. We have two labradoodles that we are very lucky to have. And I almost hate to admit this. I'm kind of a workaholic, and I was thinking just the other day I do need more hobbies. But essentially, when I'm not at practice, I spend the time with my wife and do like to exercise and get out. But I was thinking 10 or 12 years ago, I used to play a lot of golf, but then two or three practices came along, and I haven't played in 3 or 4 years.
We just have to figure out a simple way to add more hours to the day for you. And if we could add more than 24 hours, I'm sure you would find a way to fill them up. Kindly share with our listening audience one more time, Dr. Buchanan, your contact information for some of the individuals that might have joined in late to our national broadcast.
Yes, of course. Dr. Dan Buchanan, Kenwood Rehabilitation is my main practice. We're at 8251 Pine Road, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45236. Phone number is 513-241-4230. And we also have a location in downtown Cincinnati that's recently opened, the Centers for Active Spine Health. Then we do have a medically assisted weight loss practice that operates out of Kenwood Rehab called Unique U Medical Weight Loss and Wellness.
So where does the time go? This was absolutely one of the quickest shows we've ever done, only in the regard that you're such an incredible guest and such a humble, humble doctor. We would love to have you back on again on another broadcast to talk about so many things that you're known for, in addition to maybe spending a little bit more time on the Skyline Chili Special Recipe Secret Sauce. Would you be kind enough to join us, Dr. Buchanan, on another broadcast at a later date?
Of course. It would be my pleasure.
So I want to thank our listening audience here today for joining in and picking up some true, true golden nuggets from our featured doctor here today, Dr. Dan Buchanan, just such a class guy, and just the kind of doctor that just makes your life better. And I could rave about you and go on and on, but I want to thank our listening audience here for joining us here on our national broadcast here from our beautiful studios here in beautiful, balmy, tropical, sunny South Florida, which is a little bit nicer, I think, weather-wise than some of the places out abroad. And on behalf of our co-host on assignment, Dr. Eric Kaplan, I want to thank everybody for listening, and we will see you next time on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Make it a great day. We'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.